Shopping for holiday gifts? You can't go wrong with Raycon wireless earbuds. Amazing audio quality, a 32-hour battery life, and three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The misinformation continues to flow to this day. I mean, I saw example after example over the weekend getting basic facts wrong.
Kyle Rittenhouse killed two white men protesting on behalf of black lives and got away with it.
Into a racial battleground with the AK-47.
Rittenhouse drove in from Illinois armed for battle. He knew outrage already ran high.
And I was just kind of reviewing some of the things that we learned in the trial. It turned out he was already in Kenosha, that he had family here, including his father, that the gun was here in Kenosha. He did not bring that over state lines.
I did absolutely nothing wrong.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That 17-year-old kid allegedly is part of a militia coming out of the state of Illinois. Have you ever heard this president say one negative thing about white supremacists?
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Did you hear about this woman in Illinois? Her name is Mary Lemansky, and she was the social media director for the Democrat Party in DuPage County, Illinois. And she went on a tirade last night on Twitter, and she was just basically snarking about the what happened in Waukesha, as she said it was karma. And she said it was just self-defense. That's what she said. It was probably just self-defense. Living in Wisconsin, he probably felt threatened, another tweet said. I'm sure he didn't want to hurt anyone. He came to help people. Really? She lists herself as an acting student with the famed Second City Improvisational Comedy Group. I'm sad anytime anyone dies, she said. These are, again, five people are dead. I just believe in karma, and this came around quick on the citizens of Wisconsin. You reap what you sow. It's sad people died, but when you open the door to vigilante justice, he was defending himself again. Ms. Lewinsky, you compassionate Democrat, you. Everyone seems threatening. Well, I'm shocked to learn that she's been fired from her job today by the local Democrats. It was a little too much, even for Democrats. And Mary Lemansky is gone. And it's interesting because the Chicago Tribune, which used to call itself the world's greatest newspaper, I don't really think it is anymore, obviously, but they quoted very few of those actual tweets that she sent out, just a couple of them, and they said that she has resigned. And her boss, the chairman of the DuPage Democrat Party, said she was let go. We don't applaud or celebrate tragedy. This was a tragedy. These were folks that were out at a joyous occasion, having a great time at a beautiful and festive time of the year. We as a party disavow Mary's Twitter comments, the sentiment behind them. We are with the victims of this tragedy. And, of course, she says she's a victim of hate speech since then. The chairman of the DuPage County Republicans wrote in a statement that he was shocked and outraged by Lemansky's tweets, basically laughing about the horrible death of these five people at the hands of a sex offender and a career felon. 844-500-4242. There's a great story in the New York Post. I'm just going to go over it here very quickly about they decided to, or I guess it's in Fox News. You know, Joe Biden said last week he was talking about how his house burned up with my wife in it. And that was all BS. There was a kitchen fire. in 2004, and his I guess, I don't know if his wife was there or not, but it never got out of the kitchen. Biden has recalled this story before, saying in 2013 that a fire destroyed a significant portion of his home. However, a 2004 report from the AP, archived by LexisNexis, said the lightning struck the Biden's home and started a small fire that was contained to the kitchen. They got the blaze under control in 20 minutes. And then, as Fox News says, the president has a long history of exaggerating stories about himself. Most recently, he recounted for the fifth time during his presidency a heartfelt yet totally fictitious story about an Amtrak employee during a speech in New Jersey. You know that one. Joey, baby! It's Angelo Negri, the conductor. The employee Biden frequently mentions actually died a year before the story was said to have taken place. Last year, Biden had to walk back repeated claims that he was arrested in apartheid-era South Africa while trying to visit Nelson Mandela. Totally untrue. 2 years ago, Biden told a crowd of college students a harrowing story about a Navy captain in Afghanistan that was later totally debunked by the Washington Post. In 2013, Biden said he heard the gunshots at an Amish schoolhouse shooting that killed five students while playing golf nearby in Pennsylvania in 2006. The Washington Times poured cold water on that ridiculous Biden claim, reporting that no golf course in the area had any record of ever hosting Biden. In 2008, Biden said his helicopter in Afghanistan was forced down by Al-Qaeda insurgents on the superhighway of terror, as he put it. The Associated Press later reported that a snowstorm, not the enemy, had forced the pilot to land. In 2007, Biden said he had been shot at during a trip years earlier to Iraq. He later clarified that he was near where a shot landed. You know, when you think about it, who hasn't been near where a shot landed? If you've ever driven through a city, and probably driven through most parts of the country, a shot has probably landed there at one time or another. So you've been in combat, too. Although I'm sure Brian Williams would have been glad to confirm any story that Biden wanted to tell. Biden's tall tale telling came to light during his first presidential campaign. During that campaign, he falsely claimed that he attended law school on a full scholarship and graduated in the top half of his class, which he later admitted was untrue. He also said he had marched with tens of thousands of people during the civil rights movement, but that also turned out to be false. And then, of course, there was his life when he came out of the coal mines. Why am I the first Biden in 1,000 generations to come out of the coal mines of Wales? He stole that from Neil Kinnock. Then he stole a couple of campaign speeches from Bobby Kennedy. And don't forget, he also played Division I football at Delaware, University of Delaware. That's when he wasn't being the first white student at Delaware State University. He's 508 says, Biden makes Brian Williams look like an amateur. I know. And 603 says, Joe Biden tells harrowing stories. Hunter Biden tells heroin stories. By the way, just one more thing here before
ha,
we...
Ha, ha, ha.
One more thing here. You know, there are all kinds of people, especially on college campuses, have been posting about the two blacks that were murdered by Kyle Rittenhouse, although, of course, they weren't black. So James Madison University in Virginia, their official Instagram account on Friday included a student takeover in which a JMU student lamented the, quote, murdering, unquote, of, quote, two beautiful black lives, unquote. Even though the jury agreed that Rittenhouse acted in self-defense and the two men he fatally shot were both white. So this is, you know, two black lives. And apparently some diversity coordinator at Fitchburg State was also talking about how Jacob Blake had been murdered and he was unarmed and all this stuff. I mean, all these people, they claim that they care so much about Black Lives Matter. And none of them apparently bothered to read even the headlines of the stories. I guess the headlines didn't have it in that they were white and that Jacob Blake was armed, and that when he was shot, and that he'd survived. But they didn't bother to read even the second paragraph of any of these stories over the last, 15, 16 months? They didn't read a single thing, but now they're deeply offended, and they want to take it to the streets. 844-500-4242. We're going to come back, and we're going to take your calls. So hang on, everybody who's on the line. I'm Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Apparently James Madison University is a state school. I didn't know that. So that's taxpayer dollars are paying for this student named Dequan, D-E-A-Q-U-A-N Nichols, to falsely state that these two thugs, one of them a pederast, the other a grandmother abuser, were beautiful black lives and that they were murdered. Okay? And so the state school is now saying, "Oh, we had nothing to do with this. They just put it up. They're using state funds to promote this this vile defamatory nonsense." From somebody who claims that he cares about blacks, and he didn't follow the story for apparently a single moment, but now he's bemoaning. Dequan Nichols is bemoaning the loss of two beautiful black lives. Now more than ever, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 18th. You can join in the mission to save our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and get the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veterans' wreaths have become a symbol of America's respect. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 3,000 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veterans' wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. 844-500-4242-917. Do you think Maria Shriver has been able to find the words to tell her sons about the maid? About the maids and their half sibling? Was it did Arnold Schwarzenegger's maid have a son or a daughter when he knocked her up? I don't recall. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Howie, always good to talk to you. Long, long, long time listener.
Thank you.
Great show as always. I moved down to the Cape, and I love it down here. I'm going to come over to Cape Gunworks one of the times when you're over there. But I got a couple of questions for you. Just one is on topic, and the other's not on topic because I watched it last night, and I want your opinion of it. First question I have is, who do you have? I mean, I love how you go after Biden and is just stumbling over himself. But who do you think wins the contest of the biggest tomfoolery verbal-wise? Mumbles, Eddie Morehouse, Kennedy, or JoJo?
Oh, man, that's a matter of taste, you know. I mean, everybody has their own personal preference, Patrick. I mean, who would you vote for?
I loved how you went after Mumbles. That poor guy, he just like you thought he had a stroke in mid sentence some of the times. You know, and then you thought everybody was supposed to understand him. And Kennedy was, I think, the booze got him, and that was part of it, but
yeah, he had wet brain. I think you're right. And Joe Kennedy was just not very bright. Joe Kennedy was probably, you know, when it comes down to IQ, this is the second, you know, the not JoJo, Joe Kennedy, who, you know, shouldn't have run against Markey in retrospect, but he wasn't that dumb. the Kennedy had been about bred out of him, but his father, Jojo Kennedy, he was really dumb. I guess I enjoyed Mumbles more than the other two, you know, come to think of it. Remember when he was in his last term, he went down to the Democrat convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was talking about how all the famous civil rights leaders who had Boston roots, remember this, Patrick?
Of course.
And
he said
in Boston University, Martha Luther King got his doctorate. Martha, he said. Martha Luther King. But he had a million lines like that when he said, he's from the western part of the state, Newton. you know what? Compared to the mayors we've had since then, he was a titan, believe it or not. I mean, he couldn't speak. He was totally tongue-tied, but he knew what he was doing. And I get the feeling that the ones since then, they just keep getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan. You're breaking up there, Alan. Call back. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I saw you at the restaurant in Malden there. Great venue. Anyway.
Thank you.
I had a question about basically your opinion on Ghislaine Maxwell's case right now, and do you think that like a lot of these other this big case is like kind of a cover up? You know,
Yeah, I know. People have been tweeting at me saying, why aren't you covering more of the Maxwell case? But I mean, it hasn't really started yet, has it? They're picking a jury, aren't they? Isn't that all they're doing right now?
I do believe that, but her involvement in some of these horrible, you know, things is just—it's unbelievable that I just feel like it's a distraction, and the Democrats, they don't want this case to be exposed through the media.
Well, I mean, I'll keep an eye on it once it gets going, and we'll see who's. I haven't seen any witness list that's really going to tell us anything we don't already know. I mean, this thing's been dragging on for a long time, hasn't it, Matt? I mean, we know about a lot of this stuff that was happening with the Air Lolita or Lolita Island and Bill Clinton on the jets and Prince Andrew and all the rest of them. I mean, we know a lot of this stuff, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the Democrats are scared by that type of exposure it's basically pedophilia, and it's disgusting.
Right. No, it really is. And she's really a horrible person. And I saw they're laying the groundwork for her defense. There was a story in the New York Post today that she had issues with her father, Robert, you know, whom she worshipped. He was this career mega scammer who came out of Eastern Europe, and he changed his name and got into the British Army and sort of tried to become a Scotsman. And he was a Czech. And when all of his businesses started going belly up, they started calling him the bouncing Czech, meaning he couldn't pay his bills. And then he drowned under mysterious Epstein-like circumstances, Robert Maxwell. He was Rupert Murdoch's big rival in the 1980s on Fleet Street in London. He owned the Daily News for a while before when the Daily News was still a real newspaper. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Protecting my family is my duty, but I want to do so safely and with minimal consequences on my family's life. Thankfully, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is possible. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your main course on Thanksgiving going to be? Turkey or something else?
Something else.
20% say something else.
It's down to 20%. I thought it would go up instead of down. All right, 844-500-4242. Here's another story the media is giving a good leaving alone to, and that is the professor who is from California, who's charged with setting all those forest fires, you know, the ones Joe Biden claims are started by global warming, but they're actually in many cases started by liberals with Trump derangement syndrome. Sacramento, California, this is from last week, a federal grand jury returned a 5-count indictment today against Gary Stephen Maynard, 47, of San Jose, charging him with arson to federal property and setting timber afire. According to court documents, Maynard engaged in an arson spree in the vicinity of the then ongoing Dixie Fire in areas of the Shasta Trinity National Forest and the Lassen National Forest. Some of those fires Maynard set were new fires behind the firefighters fighting the Dixie Fire. In other words, he was trying to kill them. He was trying to kill the firefighters. This guy, will you be shocked to learn that he is in the grips of a full-blown case of Trump derangement syndrome. He's worked at Santa Clara University. That's where Gavin Newsom went, and also Jerry Brown before him, and Sonoma State University. And so here is what he said in an interview, because he's a very well-educated guy. He has master's degrees in political science, theater arts, and sociology. He apparently, arson is his avocation, not his vocation. But he's probably more skilled at arson than he is at political science, theater arts, and sociology. But he gave an interview to one of these anti-Trump sites, and this is what the arsonist said, who's now been indicted for trying to kill firefighters in these major forest fires last year that Joe Biden blames on global warming. For the American people, this issue of Donald Trump not really being aware of the violent tendencies he has inside himself and has been building year after year. Just watch his look of hatred and anger when Obama mocked him at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2015. Wow, talk about projection here, right? He's accusing Trump of having violent tendencies after he tried to kill dozens of firefighters, or that's what he's accused of. Hatred and anger, narcissistic personality disorder, NPD. Maynard appears to have claimed to be an expert on Jim Jones in NPD. There's a lot of mirroring going on here. By the way, when he was arrested, when this professor who hates Trump was arrested, he has denied the allegations against him. According to court filings, he screamed at police in the Lassen County Jail, "I'm going to kill you, bleeping pig. I told those bleepers I didn't start any of those fires." Wow, he called the cops pigs. How 70s is that? When he was arrested, He displayed a large knife and was mumbling a lot and having bipolar-like behavior. In other words, a typical Democrat, a typical moonbat, right? Here's what he said. "Donald Trump will not stay quiet or stay still or play nice. The question then becomes, will he get violent or spur on violence? Because he does not care if he ruins the peace and safety of the American society, and he would not care about driving the economy further into the ground as long as it hurts Biden and not him." Again, this is the guy who's been indicted for setting fires behind firefighters fighting those blazes in California last year. And as the guy who wrote this says, Front Page Mag, "Pity no one asked him if he thinks President Trump is likely to start forest fires." How come you don't see anything? That's a good story, I think. Why is there nothing on CNN about that, or MSNBC about the Biden supporter who sets forest fires and tries to kill firefighters? By the way, we have this is the guy Dequan Nichols at the James Madison University, a state school in Virginia, talking about how Kyle Rittenhouse. And again, you've heard this before from other people, but I mean, this is a really woke black student talking about the horror of Kyle Rittenhouse at James Madison University. His name is Dequan Nichols.
All the protesting, everything we went through in 2020, we really would think would make a change, but clearly it doesn't. We scream Black Lives Matter, but it doesn't matter enough for these people who are in power, the jury, the judge, anybody, to charge this man with murdering and taking away two beautiful black lives at the ripe ages of 26 and 36. It's disgusting.
Two beautiful black lives. What a maroon. How stupid are all of these people? You know, whether they're a congressman or media figures or quote-unquote network reporters or just these nitwit college students, none of them know the first thing about this case. None of them even followed it on Twitter, obviously. And yet this guy is using taxpayer dollars to put out total libelous nonsense. Total nonsense. 844-500-4242. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, first of all, let's go, Brandon. Second of all, hey, the best to you and your family and the call taker, the screen for Thanksgiving. I usually call in and I usually do venison and pheasants. I don't do turkey either. But anyway, did you ever hear that speech that Biden did where he plagiarized Ronald Reagan talking to the Coast Guard?
Oh, it was just such a mess. I couldn't even understand it. I kind of vaguely remember it. Fill me in on what he said again.
At the very end, he talks about the Navy and how the Coast Guard kind of backs up the Navy, and Ronald Reagan made a joke about it, and the whole place laughed, you know, because he had this charisma.
Right, because he delivered, because he knew what he was delivering to, Johnny. That's the key.
My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, "The Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war."
Perfect delivery.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, "the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war." You're a really dull class.
If Reagan had a perfect delivery, I would say Biden's delivery was imperfect. Would you agree, Johnny?
Totally weak, and to call them a dull class, it's like, hello?
Methinks he doth protest too much. Oh, I'd forgotten about that one. I mean, he's just, he was never even average in intelligence or delivery or ability as a politician. You don't have to have a remarkable IQ to be a successful politician.
The last time the economy grew at this rate was in 1984, and Ronald Reagan was telling us it's morning in America. Well, it's getting close to afternoon here. The sun is coming out.
It's really sad. How far we have fallen. I mean, this guy is the dumbest president ever. And he is probably one of the least scrupulous presidents we've ever had. I don't know much about James Buchanan, the ins and outs of the pre-Civil War era, but, you know, people are saying, not Douglas Brinkley historians, not the coat holders for Barack Obama and the Democrats, but, I mean, real historians are saying that Biden is probably the weakest, worst president we've had since James Buchanan. And that he was the last president before the Civil War, before Abraham Lincoln. 844-500-4242. By the way, a new survey, CBS YouGov poll, shows that they asked them, do you believe that things in America are going very well? 4%. 4% of Americans in a Democrat poll, a CBS News poll, say that things are going very well. Hell of a job, Dementia Joe. Hell of a job. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Howie, you'd love this, by the way. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
I'm watching a little bit of CNN, unfortunately, today, because I was watching that McDaniel trial. They were wall to wall on the prosecution, the defense. And they cut to the reporter outside. He's talking about the peaceful protests. As he's talking about the peaceful protests, the Chicago, which is, last time I checked, is not in Wisconsin, chapter of the Black Panther Party walks by with carrying AR-15s.
But they just moved along. They just move along. They just keep talking. You know, they're told never let the facts get in the way of a good story, and never get in a situation where you have to check some. If the story's that good, don't check it out, because it's probably too good to be true. Thanks for the call, Kevin. 844-500-4242. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
I wonder why Joe Biden was so circumspect and cautious today when he mentioned what happened with the alleged pimp, because that's what he was a pimp out in Nevada, and he said he didn't know the B word was 16. That's a quote that's going around on social media. So why is he so concerned about getting all the details on the alleged pimp, or the convicted pimp, I should say? He's a convicted sex offender running over the 40-plus people, killing five of them. Yet he wasn't that concerned about Kyle Rittenhouse. Kyle Rittenhouse, at the age of 17, a Boy Scout, called him a white supremacist and a militia man. But now he says, well, we don't have all the facts and details yet. Oh, okay. I wonder what's the difference between Daryl Brooks and Kyle Rittenhouse? I'll just have to think about that one for a while. 844-500-4242. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Howie. I bought a heat pump thinking I'd save a couple bucks on heating and cooling. And I just got a notice that in January, my electricity costs are going up 83%.
83%?
Transitory. Yes. I'm not lying. 83%. They're going up. You can ask other Mainers. But it's transitory.
No wonder Jared Golden voted against the boondoggle. He knows what I don't know what district you live in, but people are going to be so angry when they see these bills, and they're going to take it out on Democrats wherever they are. An 83% increase in electric rates. Good Lord.
He stole it last time. Let's see if he can steal this one.
Yeah, ranked choice voting. What a wonderful system. I'm so glad we voted it down in Massachusetts. Quite a surprise, but I'm glad we did. We stopped it at least temporarily. It's as bad. It's almost as bad as mail-in ballots. Almost as bad. Thanks for the call, Anthony. 83% increase. That's why you need the Gen 40 heater. You know, so you don't have to heat your whole house. I give him a free plug right then. Go to EdenPure.com. code word Howie Heater, save $20. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, John.
Something you said earlier that kind of triggered my my call was not only the kid from Madison University, but I was listening to Tucker's show this week, and he had that Glenn Greenwald on.
Yes.
And they were talking about the media reactions, and Glenn said that he knew of at least five European newspapers that had to retract their stories because
right.
the verdict came in. Yeah. And
yeah, no, the Independent was one of them in Britain. And I also saw a tweet he sent out, one of the Brazilian newspapers, one of the big papers down there, that's where he lives now, had to retract it too. They too said that that he killed two black people. I mean, doesn't anybody follow the news, or do they just follow what the blue check marks say about the news, John?
Well, and here's an employment opportunity for that kid from Madison University.
He's at least he's chagrined about it. He took all of his accounts private, you know, because he's so embarrassed that he didn't follow it. But I mean, when you say when you pretend to be emotional about something that's happened, and then it turns out that you know absolutely nothing about what you claim is scarring your psyche, like this kid Daquan Nichols did. This the guy from James Madison University who said, "We've lost two beautiful black lives, ages 26 and 30. He had their ages right, but he never looked at a picture of them, never read anything about them, you know, never done any of the slightest bit of research, and yet he's on the university website 844-500-4242. Let's play another cut from this guy Jason Johnson on MSNBC. Again, I don't know who he is, but this is him commenting about the Rittenhouse verdict. Cut five.
Kyle Rittenhouse killed two white men protesting on behalf of black lives and got away with it. That's the single most important thing to understand about today's ruling. By allowing him to go free and potentially commit other crimes, this jury sent the final and loudest warning to white America about the dangerous rise of white nationalist terror in this country.
I'd say the terrorists were the white men that he killed. These a Skinner and a domestic abuser. Those were the real white terrorists. And he got away with it. He defended himself successfully, and that's getting away with it. Let's listen to Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney in Maryland, on Cuomo's show. She's from Boston, you know, Marilyn Mosby. Now she's in Baltimore. Cut six.
The reason this is not surprising is because Kyle Rittenhouse is a young white boy who has never in his life been perceived as a threat, even after he shot three people with an AR-15 rifle.
Marilyn Mosby, the pride of Boston, now in Baltimore. I'm Howie Carr.